Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dean, you'll be happy to know I am just getting over my Beatle fever right now.
After how many times did you listen to the new song that came out yesterday?
I'll tell you what, a couple of times, but I took your suggestion and immediately watched that YouTube 12-minute documentary on the making of Now and Then.
Isn't that great?
I think it was about 7 minutes in that I started crying. Yeah. I mean, it's really emotional.
It's very emotional because it brings back all the Beatle memories. It brings back the Beatles together. It brings back two of the Beatles dying.
Yeah, and then when you first hear the new version, when you hear Lennon's voice isolated after the technology cleaned it all up, it's really something.
Yeah, his voice is, I mean, considering,
it's crystal clear.
Considering it came from a cassette, which I don't even know how we ever listened to cassettes, anything on cassette. It's such terrible quality of everything.
Right.
But, John's voice on those cassettes, you could barely hear it with room noise and, ambient noise. And they were able to clean it up so well. It's beautiful. It touches your heart, especially, if you grew up with the Beatles and, there's so much a part of our childhood. I compared the death of Matthew Perry to the death of John Lennon, that when these two died, part of our childhood died.
Yeah,
for those of us that grew up with John Lennon, a part of our childhood went when he did. And same with Matthew Perry for another generation. When he died, you grew up watching Friends and you felt like part of your own childhood had gone. And this song kind of rekindled all of that. And the words of the song, Now and Then. And I'm going to start crying now.
You mentioned Matthew Perry, and this is really nice that they've started this foundation. Or was the foundation already in existence?
He was in the beginning stages of starting something like this. He had actually donated one of his homes to be the place where rehab could take place. But following his death this past Saturday, it was announced yesterday that the Matthew Perry Foundation is being established. They are accepting donations to help individuals with addiction. They say, in the spirit of Matthew Perry's enduring commitment to helping others struggling with the disease of addiction, we embark on a journey to honor his legacy by establishing the Matthew Perry Foundation. So you can, Google it and look it up to learn more information. If you need help, if you want to help somebody else, we can now see how insidious this hold is and can take effect on people. MatthewPerryFoundation.org if you want to get more info on it.
There's finally some news about Yellowstone to report. What do we know, Dean?
Yeah, that we have to wait a long time before we see the final episodes. They were going to release them sooner than later. But yesterday, Paramount announced that the final episodes of the original Yellowstone Now will not air until November of 2024. But they did announce two new spinoff series. One's going to be called 1944 that will be coming out soon. And then a contemporary series, which right now is titled 2024. So this whole Yellowstone franchise is, turning out to be enormously popular.
No kidding. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. This is disturbing news about Steven Tyler, isn't it?
Yeah. Anytime there are allegations of sexual assault, they need to be taken very seriously. But now this is the second time that Steven Tyler, Aerosmith lead vocalist, has been accused, this time by a woman who was 17 years old when she says that she was assaulted by him. This was back in 1975. Tyler has denied all the allegations, but because of the way they've now opened up the laws to go back as many years as they need to for these kinds of allegations, it is open. It is going to go to court. Documents say that Tyler was, quote, mauling and groping her. She fought back, struggling to be free, but he restrained her. Again, he is denying all the allegations. So we'll keep an eye on that story.
Before we get to what you can do if you're going out, here's something you can do if you're staying in tonight. Watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. And this is the first time they've done this?
Yep. First time that we'll be able to see it all live as it happens. Normally what they do is, you know, record it, and then they play it back around Christmas time, which is also fun to see. Usually it's on HBO. But they're going to do a live stream of it tonight on Disney Plus. It's going to start at 7 o'clock Chicago time. They've got some amazing performances, you know, all the speeches, the induction speeches and so forth. The performer inductees are Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, George Michael, Willie Nelson, Rage Against the Machine, and The Spinners. There will be performances. Chaka Khan is a music excellence inductee, Chicago's very own. Al Cooper, Bernie Taupin. And so it's going to be some great performances, some great speeches. We'll have highlights of all that on Monday.
I want to go out and see the new movie about Priscilla Presley. Should I?
Yeah, I think it's one of the better ones.
Oh, good.
Of the weekend. It's simply called Priscilla. It is adapted from Priscilla Presley's memoir from 1985 called Elvis in Me, in which, you know, there have been so many TV shows and series and movies about Elvis, obviously focused on Elvis, and anyone in his life was merely a side player, including Priscilla. This movie makes Priscilla the star, and Elvis is, you know, kind of a side player in this whole thing. The young actress who plays her is a 25-year-old. Kaylee Spaney is her name. She is stunning in this performance, especially when because she takes on the role of Priscilla Presley from the young age of 14 when she met Elvis. Can you imagine anything like that happening today?
Man.
Like a guy, I forget how many more years older he was than Elvis, 10, 15 years, maybe more. But she was 14 when he courted her, and, you know, they were married shortly thereafter until 28 when they got divorced. It focuses on the woman's point of view with this, on Priscilla's point of view of being trapped in this whirlwind, trapped in the Golden Palace, as I've been putting it. Mm-hmm. It's a really well done movie, well acted, beautifully told. Gave it a Dean's List B+. The other one that I really liked this weekend is called The Holdovers. This is from director Alexander Payne, who gave us the movie Sideways and Nebraska and The Descendants. He always provides really rich, really dimensional characters that you become invested in. And this is the story of three loners who get stuck at a New England prep school for the holidays. They cannot either have no place to go or cannot get out. And the three of them, you know, just kind of tolerate each other for this, each of them with special reasons for being there. Paul Giamatti stars in this one, always a favorite as well. I gave that a B+. The Meg Ryan rom-com, I think is just okay. It's nowhere close to When Harry Met Sally or Sleepless in Seattle or You've Got Mail. But I do have to give Meg Ryan props for really making an effort with this. She stars in it. She directs it. She has co-written this movie, co-stars with David Duchovny, formerly of The X-Files, about two former lovers, I guess you might say, a former couple that wind up getting caught at the same airport during a massive snowstorm, kind of rekindle their relationship and relive their relationship. So the movie, I kind of felt like it was a little claustrophobic because they are the only speaking roles in this movie. So it's like a dialogue between these two for a little more than an hour and a half. Gets a little tedious after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't have the heart that some of these other rom-coms do. I gave it a C+. But if you're looking for some other things to do this weekend, we have a ton of comedy in town this weekend. Nate Bargatze, who hosted Saturday Night Live this past week, is headlining the 312 Comedy Festival at the Chicago Theater. He'll be there through Sunday. SNL's Michael Che is at the Riviera Theater on Saturday night. Craig Robinson, Chicago's very own, who we know from The Office, is at the Park West on Saturday. Chad Daniels at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. Russell Peters at the Rosemont Theater. And that's just the comedy that's going on. Dwight Yoakam is at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary, Indiana on Saturday night. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, at the Des Plaines Theater on Saturday night. We've got Tiffany Haddish, actress, comedienne. She's at the Hard Rock Casino. I'm sorry, the casino in Hammond, Indiana. Tonight
we have an Obama Foundation
event.
Yeah, they're in town this weekend to commemorate the anniversary of
they
his
They are in town, yeah. There's a big reunion of all the Obama people.
Yeah.
Bruce Coburn's at the Old Town School of Folk Music. Lou Graham, a Foreigner, at the Arcata Theater. Allison Brown, the Grammy-winning bluegrass star, is at the Old Town School. Company is at the Cadillac Palace Theater, if you like Stephen Sondheim. Brigadoon, the Lerner and Loeb musical, at Music Theater Works. And Chaz Palminteri is bringing his one-man show called The Bronx Tale to the Des Plaines Theater on Sunday. Last time I was in New York, I went to his Italian restaurant there. If you're ever looking for an outstanding Italian restaurant, I mean,
good, huh?
Way above average. It's a spectacular Italian restaurant. Chaz Palminteri's is like right in the Times Square area.
Do you have to get that paid for by the company? You know, put that on the expense account?
Yeah.
It's pricey.
Don't I put everything on the expense account?
Big Sunday morning show with Dean on WGN Radio. Yeah, it's an annual event, isn't it?
It's our annual Tree Time show. We always have a lot of fun with live entertainment and food, and we're going to be doing, I am now ordained to do marriages. I've done two marriages so far, and I was offering to marry somebody on the show. We haven't had any takers on that, but we have had a lot of people want to come and renew their vows. So we're going to have a vow renewal ceremony, and it's always unpredictable. People show up like crazy for it. 9 to 1 on Sunday morning, 9 to 11 actually on the radio. And then because Hamp and OB come on at 11, we'll be on Facebook Live on the WGN radio page from 11 to noon. And then we're back on the radio starting at noon again, all Sunday morning.
All right. Contact the Reverend Dean if you want to get hitched out there. Have fun.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Everything Christmas, treetime.com.
Playing my song.
Yeah.